The HSE has said that there's been an increase in people coming forward for their first vaccination in the past week. So far, nearly 90% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated or has had a first dose. The number in hospital with COVID reached 500 for the first time since March. 99 are in ICU. We also learned that 20 pregnant or postpartum women have needed intensive care treatment for COVID-19 since June. The vast majority were unvaccinated. In contrast, in the preceding 8 months, there was only 20 requiring ICU altogether. Our reporter Aisling Maloney is at a vaccination centre in Sligo this morning. Good morning, Aisling.
Yes, Mary, I'm here at Sligo Racecourse in Sligo Town, which has been set up as a vaccination centre in the last 2 weeks and is expected to stay here until April. This centre, like many others across the country, was open for a drop in vaccinations over the bank holiday weekend to service those who had not come forward for their first dose or had delayed getting their second dose. Yesterday, this centre serviced 75 walk-ins and they had around 230 vaccines administered altogether. That's up from just 21 walk-ins last Tuesday, an example of the increase in people coming forward over the past couple of days. The HSE are reporting a doubling countrywide to around 2,000 daily. I spoke to some of those who came here for their vaccines yesterday.
My first vaccine of the Pfizer, I suppose, just to have the freedom to do whatever I wanted. Like, there's a lot of restrictions now on what unvaccinated people can do.
I've always wanted to get my first dose, but then I got COVID in July the 6th, so I needed to wait for some time. Yeah, I came today because of my term break.
My pregnancy. That's the reason why I got it. I just kind of wanted to get it done just to give her every chance to be protected. That was mainly it.
Tell me, what was it like getting your second dose today?
It's fine, just like a little pinch.
Yeah. And tell me, what age are you, Maeve?
13. I suppose I'd probably be more up for going places. I feel more protected as well.
Well, I'm due to give birth now in about 6 weeks' time, so I just wanted to be vaccinated going into the hospital, and just in case there was any COVID in the hospital when I go in, just to protect myself and the baby. The baby is fully formed now, and I was happy to get it and just to be fully vaccinated and hopefully protect the baby then when we come out from hospital, and hopefully I won't be bringing anything home.
And tell me, what motivated you to come here to get your first dose today?
I was worried because the numbers are going up. I was half afraid to go to the big shops or that, so I feel much safer when I have my vaccine. Don't be afraid to get the vaccine, there's nothing really, you're in and out.
I was getting my second dose. I think I was a bit hesitant at the start to get it. I feel like it's the right thing to do, and I work in the healthcare as well, so I wanted to protect my patients. And
after vaccination, how are you feeling? Do you feel you can do more things? Do you feel you have more freedom? What do you think?
I think I will, yeah, and be able to get into restaurants and not be standing outside the door waiting to get in.
Now, Sligo Racecourse Vaccination Centre is managed by the Saolta Hospital Group, which covers Galway, Mayo, Roscommon, Sligo and Donegal, and they say up to 97% of people over the age of 12 in the area are fully vaccinated or have had one dose. Paul Hooton, who is overseeing the vaccination programme in the region, has been telling me how they aim to reach that final percentage of people, including unvaccinated pregnant women.
That old cliche we started with earlier on this year around no one is vaccinated until everybody's vaccinated and no one is safe until everybody's safe is true today as it was back then. And our numbers in our hospitals and in ITU, particularly in the West Northwest, are beginning to demonstrate this. So the first thing is to educate and is to really try to reassure people the safety of the vaccine and the importance of getting vaccine. And then the second job is to make sure they can get it quickly and easily and conveniently, which is why we have a range of pop-up drop-in clinics across the group. And we ran a huge number over the weekend, over the bank holiday weekend. We have a very high vaccination rate. The area we're doing a big focus piece of work on this week and next week is in Donegal, simply because the rates there aren't quite the same as elsewhere across the Saolta group. So we're going to make a concerted office up in Donegal over the next couple of weeks. We're looking to roll out additional vaccination drop-in centres across the county of Donegal. And we're looking at three locations at the moment, Muncrana, Caradonna and Lifford.
We're hearing a lot about pregnant women are coming forward now since the advice has changed. What are you seeing in relation to pregnant women?
Well, we are beginning to see a slight uptake in pregnant women. And we're going to be running pop-up clinics within the maternity services to, again, convenience but education is to make sure that people feel well-educated and have all the right information. We certainly, our clinics are reporting that they are a little bit busier. We're seeing more young people turning up for the vaccine, which is great. And that would be the other cohort of people that we would target to really come out and get the vaccine. You know, the message has to be now, for those that still haven't done it, please go out and get the vaccine. It will make all the difference. And the surge we're experiencing at the moment, a lot of those that are the sickest are those that are unvaccinated or haven't had their second dose. And I can't emphasise that enough.
That was Paul Houghton, the SAILTA vaccination lead. And what he was referring to there at the end is that more than 60% of those in ICU are unvaccinated, according to the HSE. He also encouraged unvaccinated people to check with their local pharmacy, as many are administering vaccines, and encouraged those who are nervous about getting the vaccine to drop into a clinic like the one I'm at today and talk to the nurses and doctors about their concerns. It's starting to get busy here now as the centre opens at 9 o'clock for both walk-in vaccinations, and they have 338 appointments with immunocompromised people for their third dose today. So that's all from Sligo.